Hello?
Hey, Brianna, Dan Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee
okay.
Department.
Give me a second. I'm here with the owners. Let me put you on speaker.
Perfect.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're here with Oscar and Nancy Chapa.
Hey, Oscar and Nancy. Nice to meet you. Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Great. I'm here listening.
Perfect. Okay. So I understand you guys have some questions on Google Guaranteed. Is that correct?
Well, yes. Yes and yes.
Okay.
So we've been with Local Splash for a very long time.
Yes, sir.
And our last talk about, I think it was in September, October, we kind of put y'all on a pause because we never saw progress in y'all. Even though we were only paying $149, we never saw anything. So we ended up going on with a company called Olly Olly. Now,
okay.
Olly Olly, we explained to them what we wanted. They didn't do anything for us. So we decided to say, you know what, let's just go back to you. But with Olly Olly, we're going under a different name. Now,
okay.
We go back with y'all. We explained to the lady what's been going on and how close we were to, like, just leaving y'all and trying to find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
We explained to her that we're paying money. We weren't seeing any progress. We weren't seeing any leads. She explained to us, well, you're only paying $149. You're not going to see that many leads. So I was like, okay. She goes, but if you pay a little bit more, you'll start to see leads. You'll start to get calls, et cetera. Okay, cool. So
Google Ads, right? Yeah.
Through Google Ads. So we're like, okay, cool. So what do we got to pay? How much? So when she looked this up, she said, because we're grandfathered in, we're paying like under $1 a click or somewhere around $1 a click. She said that you can start off with like $500 and you would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We said, and she guaranteed us that we were going to be getting, you know, clicks and getting phone calls. So 2 months later, Brianna?
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, we have not seen any clicks. We have not seen any calls. Every time we look ourselves up in the internet, we don't see our names anywhere. So we call back and we talk to one of your colleagues, probably from a different department, and she explains to us that one day we have 100 clicks, another day we have 80 clicks. She's not understanding how we're getting all these clicks. And I'm saying, well, clicks and phone calls are two different things.
Right.
Like I can't see myself getting 100 clicks and not one person calling me.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's not usually how it goes, but it can go that way, right? It's like Google Ads is it's pay per click, so it's exactly how it sounds. It's every time you're clicked on, it takes from the budget. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a phone call. Google Guaranteed is pay per qualified lead. So you know you're actually getting a phone call. When they call to you, it's not automatically charged. You have to either schedule an appointment or if you quote them, go over pricing. Those are the two things that are considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So let's just say when you talk about guaranteed click, let's just say someone – so we go on with y'all or – we start working with y'all. We get a click. We call them. How do you determine on what the cost is on that lead, and how do you know if we even get that lead?
Great question. So it's to explain to you, it's not a click. It's called Google Guaranteed because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So they're calling you from the Google Guaranteed section. Every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed. Like right now, Lawn Pros is up there, Uplift, Lawn and Landscape, Bulldog, Construction, LTD, whoever those guys are. It's not going to be their phone number in the Google Guaranteed section. It's a rotating number which will forward to their phone, and it will work the same way for you. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead. So you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead, okay? And
okay.
It's recorded by Google Bots. So basically an AI which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified, okay?
Exactly.
Now, it's crazy how accurate it is, but to safeguard it, okay, in your current tracking through us, where I'm sure you guys have been tracking the clicks and stuff, they would add a section under Google Guaranteed. When you click on leads, okay, we would add a section that says Google Guaranteed leads. And that will show you every lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now, so this is what we were thinking. So what, in order to start with you and these guaranteed Google leads, what do we got to do?
The very
and
first
how much
step.
Money,
oh,
how well. Much money do we got to spend with this?
Yeah, I'll tell you all that. So the very first step is the application. So Google Guaranteed, it's not like Google Ads where we could just turn it on. Google Guaranteed, we have to submit an application to Google, which consists of us putting your insurance on there. Also, Google is going to require a background check, okay? So that background check, they're looking for any felonies. If there's any felonies, it would disqualify you from the program. I have plenty of clients with, like, DUIs on there, like misdemeanors, and they pass flying colors, you know? But would a background check be fine?
Yes, it would.
Okay, perfect. All right, so background check's good. Do you guys currently have liability insurance on the company, right?
Yeah, I think we have $1 million insurance policy.
Perfect. The minimum is 250K, so you guys are golden then. Good.
And I think we have workman's comp, and I think we even have an insurance for pollution, I think.
Wow. Well,
and ground turning and stuff like that for the city of Corpus. I don't know why I need an insurance to disturb the dirt, but.
It's all money, man. You know,
yeah.
You're way over it. Google doesn't even care about the workman's comp. They just want the liability on the company. So okay. You have the insurance. You'll pass the background. So the first step is doing that background check and getting you approved for Google Guaranteed. What
okay.
we send to you in writing, the email I sent, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. You're
okay.
talking to the main person that sets these accounts up, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically. Okay?
Okay.
There is a one-time application / management fee. This is to run the background, get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. It is not a monthly. You pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That's going to be for $250.
Okay.
So that's all that's due day one. Now, after you're approved, okay, for the landscaper vertical, okay, and vertical just means category, that will include subcategories like artificial turf installation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installations, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, and stone masonry. Does that sound like the right category for you?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about, like, fencing and demolition. And then I think we also had, when we do, like, outdoor kitchens. Did he say outdoor kitchens and pergolas?
Outdoor kitchens is, wait a minute, hold on.
And then with outdoor kitchen and pergolas, where we also do, like, outdoor audio, video.
That would probably be a different category.
Unless that's a
it
different category.
It would be
category.
A different category. Yeah, let me check real quick. Give me a second. Okay, outdoor kitchens. Hold on. Okay. Outdoor kitchens is not a category currently through Google Guaranteed, unfortunately. One of the things with Google Guaranteed is it's a newer platform, so it doesn't have every subcategory available. I know fencing
okay.
is, though. Okay. Demolition is not. I'm positive of that one. So let me
okay.
check the fencing vertical real quick. Give me one second here. Let's see, pro, let me pull up the requirements too. Alright, here we go. Okay, no license requirement for fencing. Let me check the insurance, just make sure it's under $1 million. It is, $250K. Okay, so you'll qualify for fencing. Let me pull up, I have the cost per lead for the landscaper vertical, so let me just tell you that one first. The landscaper vertical, that first one I went over, it's going to be $26.67 per qualified lead.
Okay, that's if we get the job.
Not if you get the job, it's if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them.
So if we schedule an appointment with them, y'all are tracking all of that though, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
AI is that?
So it's not guaranteed that we will get the job, but it's us actually face to face with the customer at least, right?
It's guaranteed you're talking to a person and you're either scheduling an appointment or you're quoting them. You know what I'm saying?
If
you're not doing that, you're not being charged for the lead. It's considered an unqualified lead.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Now, for the fencing pro vertical, I just pulled that one up. The cost per lead's higher. It's at $68 per qualified lead.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So let me explain to you how the minimum budgets work, okay? So Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads, okay? The landscaper, let's say you guys just did the landscaper vertical. The minimum budget would be at $348, okay?
Okay.
Now, the way that works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you did the minimum for 13 leads, and you got 13 qualified landscaper leads, right? You scheduled an appointment or quoted each one that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $348 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say, I'm going to use one lead as an example. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month.
Okay.
The following month, you're not charged $348. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $26.67.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, let me ask you this question. Okay, so when you said that, can we always add stuff?
You can. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess what maybe we should just focus on that, and then I can hold off on the fencing until I start getting leads, and then once I start making money on the landscaping, then we can add the fencing.
You can absolutely do that. Now, because I know you're going to end up adding the fencing, let me let you know how it works with multiple verticals, okay? So the cost per lead for the fencing vertical is $68 per lead. So the minimum budget requirement would be at $884. That's for 13 leads, okay? Now, when you do multiple categories, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We have to go off the higher minimum budget, which would be the fencing vertical in this case for the $884. Now, what's going to happen, my clients that do multiple verticals, okay, 10 times out of 10, you guys have a rollover because the fencing pro lead will be $68 per lead, and then a landscaper lead will be $26.67 per lead, right? So the remaining budget of the $884 will roll over to the next month, and let's say you used $700 of that, right? You would only be charged $700 the next month to replenish the $884 budget. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And what about audio, video? Is that a category or that?
It is, actually. Give me one second. That's going to be under, hold on. I think it's the smart home category. Give me a second, though. Forget what that one
is. While you're looking up that demolition and excavation, you said it's not on there, correct?
Demo and excavation are not on there, correct. That one is one we get asked about a lot, you know.
Okay.
excavation's a subcategory to like a water damage vertical, but it's not. They have to add excavation. They just haven't done it yet. You know. All right. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. Foundation vertical is what I meant to say. All right. Here we go. Home theater. Let me check the subcategories in this real quick. Do you only do like the audio visual on the outside of the house, or you do the inside too?
Well, so that is, I do both, but
okay.
I don't really care to go into people's houses.
Okay. Because we can't.
If I have to go into people's houses, if I have to, I'll do it. That's not a problem. I've just been into so many dirty houses.
Right. Traumatized, right? moving jobs, you know, and man, some of those houses we go into were like, it was crazy. There'd be like rats running around and stuff. We turned down jobs, man. We were like, oh, sorry, we can't do this.
Yeah, I used to have to turn down jobs too. I remember walking into this one house and they had piles of clothes, like maybe like 2 feet high with clothes through the whole house. Like I was stepping on clothes. I didn't know what I was. It was just crazy. Like horror stuff. Like I'm like, oh yeah. No, I can't do this.
Like that TV show, you know, I've seen it too. I get what you're saying. So home theater, it looks like that would be the right category. So it has audio video installation. Perfect. It also has, and you don't have to turn all these on. You're just going to want to turn the type of jobs you want, but it has commercial projects, home theater design, lighting, smart home integration, install TV, network and IT services, outdoor installations. That'd be perfect. Right. Soundproofing, whole house audio video.
I do it all.
You do. Okay.
I do it all. I probably wouldn't want to do the network you said networking, right? Or
yeah. It was hold on. I think I was checking the requirement. Network and IT services.
Yeah, I really wouldn't. I mean, I do that, but I don't really care to do that.
Okay. So you would just turn that off basically. Okay, so the insurance, you're perfect. It's $250,000. Let me check the make sure there's not a specific license for that. Texas. No requirement on the license. Okay. So you're golden. Let's look up the lead fee. Give me a second here. Okay. The cost per qualified lead for that vertical, it is higher. It's $52 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Which would make your minimum budget, give me a second, $676.
You want to write this? Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry.
I'm going to send it to you all in writing, brother. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. The landscaper stuff. I'll send the fencing and the home theater as well.
Awesome. Okay. So then now that I got all three prices for all three categories, let's stick with just the landscaping. And then once I get moving on that, then I can start focusing on the other two categories.
Yeah, you can add them at any point in time, no problem. Okay,
So we're in Corpus, right? We do Corpus in the surrounding areas, but I'm trying to transfer and open up an office in Victoria. How would that reflect, or would we be able to go about that as far as moving to another little city?
So like Google Guaranteed, one of the key benefits is you could target as far as you want, as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. So, like, Texas, you should be good to target as far as you want in Texas. It's only if you end up going to different states, then we have to check the requirements for those specific states.
Right. No, everything will be – it's just we do Corpus and the surrounding areas, but we're moving on to the outer bounds of the surrounding areas to the next city over.
That's perfect. Yeah, you could. It's just like Google Ads, where you could target as far as you want. Same thing with Google Guaranteed, except now you're not paying per click; you're paying per qualified lead. Is the major difference?
Okay.
Yeah.
How
far do you want to go?
Would we end up having to up our guaranteed clicks, our guaranteed instead of paying three, would we end up having to do like for 13, now we're paying like for 26 leagues or 26?
No. 13 is the minimum budget requirement. So let's say you did all of Texas. 13 is still the minimum budget requirement, but obviously you're going to go through those 13 like super fast, you know? So, yeah. And what'll happen, you'll have a Google guaranteed onboarding appointment, and this will be with one of our technicians where they'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. The minimum budget though stays the same at 13. So you just can't go lower than a 13 lead budget, but you could obviously go higher, you know?
Yeah, true. Wait. So when you say 13 and I was telling you 26, isn't that higher or?
It is higher, yeah. Yeah, you can do a 26 lead budget if you want, but if you're asking if you have to, you don't have to do that.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Okay.
But when all that time comes and we move out there, you'd be able to assist us a little bit more on that though, correct?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. And you don't have to pay another application fee or anything like that either. You could just add the area. It's that easy on Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Awesome. Okay,
all right. Let me get you the additional info on the other verticals just so I knock that out while I have it here. And then what I'll do, I'll get you started on your application process too, okay, for the landscaper vertical. So give me one sec. All right, fencing pro vertical.
So can I ask you another question while you're doing that?
Ask away.
So now that we're paying, we ended up in our price for, can we lower our price and with, cause we're at 149, and then we ended up going to 500 because that was the right thing to do, but apparently I think this is the right thing to do, the Google guaranteed. So can I lower that price and just put all my money into this?
100%. Yep. 100%.
Okay. And is that something that you can do or you're going to have to transfer me?
No, I got you. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Give me one sec. Let me just finish getting this off to you. Home theater. Remember the subcategories you're going to see too. You don't have to turn them all on. You just want to turn on the type of leads that you want. Okay.
Okay.
So, 2 per qualified lead. All right, min budget 676. All right. Home theater. Send. All right, send. Okay, so I got that info sent to you for later on, okay? The first step is going to be the application. Give me one second. Do you have my direct line to you, Oscar, or I don't think I sent that to you yet.
No, right now. So you'd be dealing more with Brianna and Nancy.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and Brianna, you have my direct line, right?
It's the extension 711.
Yes, ma'am. I got your voicemail even this morning. So, yeah, you should have it. Yeah, yeah. So, anytime you have questions on Google Guaranteed or anything at all, feel free to contact me directly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to assign a lead technician to your guys' company as well, and we'll schedule an onboarding. This is where they'll go over, like I said, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you guys via email and via text message here shortly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I get that application sent to you and we schedule that onboarding appointment, for the one-time application fee, Oscar, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you guys?
What's the last four?
It is 6935.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that is the correct card?
Let me make sure.
Okay, take your time.
Yes, that's the card.
That's the card? Okay.
Yes.
So let me get this application fee knocked out and the application sent to you, and then we'll modify your guys' Google Ad spend too, okay? So just
okay.
Give me one sec here. Okay, so back billing date. Okay. One second, guys. So you're going to get an email in a moment here. It's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link for the application, which I'm going to have sent to you here shortly, okay?
So so what I want to do is I want to go back to the $149, what I had been paying previous to upping the price, and then the rest of the money, because I was paying, I always started paying the $549. I want to put the rest of the money would be $400 into your Google guarantees if I can do that.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. Give me one second, though. Let me just knock the application out first, and then I'm going to go to modifying the billing, too, for future billing as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
One sec. All right. All right, and then let me attach.
We're hoping you're the last stop, Daniel.
What's that?
I said, we're hoping you're the last stop, Daniel.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Google Guaranteed, like, if my grandma had a business, I'd get her on Google Guaranteed. Like, it is the best product that Google offers, and it's the best lead program around right now. So you guys are going to absolutely love this. You know, now, Google Ads is good, but it doesn't necessarily mean, like, it's going to be an actual call that you're getting. So that's going to be the major difference you guys are going to see, you know, is you're actually getting calls from it, you know. All right, so let me attach LSA. Okay, so I'm going to explain the app to you guys in a second. Let me modify, though. So you said you wanted to go back to the 149 local SEO, right? And you wanted the
Yeah, can we go lower than the 149?
So what you guys were on before, give me a second here. So local bundle, give me a second.
So the SEO actually, yeah, we're grandfathered in. So the SEO, I think we're paying like $40 or $49 for that.
You are. Yeah, so it'll go down to the 49. Now, I want to tell you guys, the Google Guaranteed application takes about, like, 2 to 3 weeks typically. So do you guys want to run any ad spend in the meantime, or do you want the Google ad completely?
Yeah, we want to focus all on Google Guaranteed ads. That's what we want to do.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Google ads off completely then, correct?
Well, I'm saying maybe put on one more minute.
Yeah, I would rather just pay the $49 to be on with the SOE, and then I would want to focus the whole $500 on
Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that would get me a little bit more clicks, right? Or
well,
guaranteed
more calls, yeah. Yeah. But the first thing, so the first thing is the application, so I'm going to walk you guys through that. You want to get that submitted, like, ASAP. That way, we can get you approved for Google Guaranteed as soon as possible, so we're able to activate it for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to go a couple weeks with no ad spend, right? So you'll probably see your traction fall a bit, but then you're going to be able to allocate that all towards Google Guaranteed, which will be really beneficial for you. For sure.
Yeah. That's right. We're all peak season anytime, and we have enough work to,
You do? Okay. So I'm going to take the ads off then right now. Give me one second here, and then I'll just confirm your billing with you. So your next billing, it's actually scheduled for February 5th. That's gonna, yeah, February 5th. That's only gonna be for $49. Okay.
Okay.
Bless you. Give me a second. Let me make sure I have Google Ads deleted from there too. Hold on. Edit subscription. Okay, so we're golden on that end. And I'll submit this to you to, let me just make sure I have it right. 131. Yeah, it's all on there. Okay. Okay, so I'll submit it to you to our billing department just to make sure like I did it correctly, but it looks good on my end for sure. Okay. I'm just gonna double check myself basically. Okay, this application. So a few tips on it. You're going to get a text right now, Brianna, with the LSA application, and you guys should have already got an email, too, on it that says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. Do you guys see that in your inbox?
Hold on one second.
All right. Just want to make sure you guys get it.
Who is it from? I'm sorry.
It's going to be from Local/Support, and it will be titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Okay, hold on. I'm refreshing.
All right.
Okay, yeah, we have it.
You have it. Okay, so there's going to be a hyperlink. It'll say application form on that email, okay? And let me pull it up to, where is it? Okay, here it is. Okay. So a couple tips on the application, okay? For security purposes, when you start filling it out, after 5 minutes, it'll delete the information. So you really want to fill it out in one sitting, okay? The license, okay? This goes to every Google Guaranteed company. So some verticals and areas require a specific license. Yours does not. So when it asks for the license number, you'll just put NA for non-applicable.
Okay.
Okay. The insurance document, they're going to want you to put the Accord document. So we put a sample in there. Okay. I would really start with that to make sure you have it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm even calling my insurance person to send us over an updated one.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, because remember, you guys won't have any ad spend this month, so you do want to get this approved as soon as possible so we get rock and rolling on Google Guaranteed, you know? How many, do you guys have a bunch of field workers?
Field workers?
No, we got like 9.
9, okay. So what I'd recommend, Oscar, just to speed the background check part up, okay, it's going to ask you how many owners there are. You guys can put the amount of owners, 2 or 1 or whatever it is, okay? When you see where it says field workers, put 0, okay?
Okay?
And the reason why, when you put 0 on there, the background check will only be done on the owners. And you don't have to do a background on every field worker, right? Now, Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, okay? and they don't have, like, what do you call it? They're not going to put 0 field workers on your listing, okay? So it's just a way, like, kind of a trick to speed it up, okay? Yeah, so just put 0 field workers and either 1 or 2 owners, whatever you guys want to do there. And then you'll have to put, like, the business owner's name, social security, date of birth, all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
Now, very important, there's 2 companies that do the background check for Google, okay? One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. The second company is Evident, okay? 9 times out of 10, it is Evident that does it. If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay? So what will happen, Brianna, I'm assuming the background is going to be on you, right, Oscar?
It's going to be under my wife now because she's the owner. I gave her
okay.
the business.
Okay. So what's going to happen if we, the Google guaranteed appointment, right? If it's with Brianna, for example, and it's evident doing the background, they're going to send you a text to be able to upload your driver's license, the front and back. So Brianna, all you have to do is forward that text to whoever's doing the background. Okay? Nancy.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let me schedule that onboarding appointment. They always want you to have the application done prior to the appointment. So did you guys want to do later tonight, or did you want to do it, like, on Monday? Like, what works best for you?
For what?
For the Google Guaranteed onboarding.
Let's do – can we do Tuesday of next week?
Yeah, definitely. So give me a 1 second. Tuesday. We block off a 30-minute window. Usually
okay.
the call takes, like, 15 minutes. It's pretty quick.
Okay.
The earliest they have is a 9:30 appointment, and they have as late as 5:30 with pretty much all the slots in between. So what time works best for you guys?
Let's do 9:30.
Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It'll say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And
okay.
quick question, are we going to call Brianna's phone for this appointment?
Yes.
Okay, so let me switch the number on this. Give me a second. All right, and what will happen to you is I'll call first just to introduce you to the tech. It should be Bonnie that I'm going to introduce you to.
Okay.
So, unless she's, like, sick or something, you know? But she's the main one that does the initial appointments. So, all right, let me get this set. No calendar invites. Okay. So, just a reminder, 9:30 on Tuesday. Before that appointment, you guys want to have that application fully submitted, okay? If you have questions on the app or any questions at all, too, just contact me, Brianna, and I can assist you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
That's your factor, the guarantee application form.
Okay. So we got to have that ready and already sent to you by Tuesday.
Correct. That if it's not done, they'll walk you through, like, doing the application on the call. But it's way faster if you guys have it done before the appointment, because she'll be able to pull up if it's Pinkerton or Evident. And if it's Evident, she'll trigger that text to you on the spot.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just to clarify to you, I took the Google Ads off, okay? And I put a
okay.
note in there that you're going to want to allocate that towards Google Guaranteed. Bonnie will go over that with you as well on Google Guaranteed, like the budget you guys want to set, okay?
Okay, so if we want to set the 500, she'll explain that, how many clicks or how many...
Yeah, because it won't be exactly 500. Like, for example, give me a second... Let me pull it up real fast. All right. So 348. Let me see. Second. Let's do. So like 20 leads, for example, would be 534. Or if you did, if you're trying to keep it under five, you would do 18 leads at 481. So you really want it to add up to what you're targeting, you know? So they wouldn't do like a 500 budget. They'd ask you if you want to do for 18 leads, or if you wanted to do 19 leads as 507, for example. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And what did you say? How much was it for $530?
That's 20 leads. 534.
That's 20 leads.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we can decide when we talk to Bonnie.
Yeah, they'll set your budget for you, you know? But you wouldn't want to do exactly 500 because you'll have a rollover for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to make it add up to the cost per qualified lead. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. All right. Hey, congratulations, guys. I know you're going to love this. I have it notated just to start with the landscaper vertical. But when you guys are ready to add Fencing Pro and home theater, we can add those no problem for you, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you guys ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me either, okay?
Well, I'm sorry. Tell me that again.
Oh, if you guys ever have questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you guys.
All right. I appreciate you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You guys have a great rest of your day, okay? Talk to you very soon.
You do the same.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.